health for men and women workers. Thank you very much, Madam Minister. From the Ministry of Social Security, we have to say that we have had a 44.2% budget increase compared to 2021 to date. This budget increase has meant that we've been able to provide better medical services. At the end of 2023, we had a sustained supply, 70% of pharmaceutical drugs, and more than 90% of services were maintained. This has meant that we've been able to increase the list of medication provided under this system, and the systems, cancer medications has also been provided sufficiently. We've also got a system to inspect labor risk and a clinic for occupational health. When it comes to the number of people that benefit from actions of the Institute, in 2023, 1.8 million beneficiaries of the health system and disabilities. We should also point out that these beneficiaries have increased by from 1 to 2% per year, and that is despite the pandemic and post-pandemic period. We were asked about possible areas of weakness because of what has happened to the law on social security. Now, there were some areas of weakness or some gaps, and these were covered by a law adopted on the 28th of May of this year. This is a law relating to the regulation of contributions and premiums. It includes four articles, and it fills those gaps, financial gaps associated with these pillars of